Decapod, the podcast for the Roberts Lab NPRB-funded project investigating the effects of bitter crab disease and temperature changes on Southeast Alaskan tanner crabs. All right, so for the past several weeks, I have been working on isolating RNA from the crab hemolymph samples that were taken in Juneau. So the hemolymph is basically the blood of the crabs, and when it was sampled, it was immediately placed in this liquid solution called RNA later, which essentially just preserves the RNA and prevents it from degrading, which is good because that's what we want to look at. So for the RNA isolation, I pelleted the hemolymph samples. And what that means is that I just put it in a centrifuge, which is this machine that spins really, really fast. And because of the centrifugal force that happens, the things within the sample tube separate based on density. So I was able to separate the hemolymph sample from the RNA later solution. And then the rest of the isolation was only done with the pelleted hemolymph in those tubes. And I did that using RNAzol RT, is what the chemical is called, and I used a protocol that was kind of based on the protocol for the actual chemical, and then it was adapted to this specific type of tissue I was using, which wasn't actually tissue, it was hemolymph, based on what Sam White did. So just a lot of pipetting, centrifuging, alcohol washes, and then after that, I used this device called the qubit, which basically allows you to quantify how much RNA you have using a dye that binds to the RNA, and you just follow this little protocol. It takes like 5 minutes, and it'll tell you how much RNA you have in your final sample after the RNA isolation occurs, which is really helpful because if I'm going through this huge protocol, I want to make sure I'm actually doing it right, like I'm actually isolating RNA, because that's what we need to go forward. So it took some tampering with to figure out exactly how to make it super successful. Thank you for listening to Decapod, the podcast dedicated to the Tanner Crab Project funded by NPRB. Check out our website at bittercrab.science for more information.